This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Newcomer Usman Jang led seven players in double figures with 19 points. He helped the Bucks knock off Oklahoma City 110-93 in OKC last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jang also added 11 rebounds and getting a start against his former team as the Bucks head into the All-Star break with five wins in their last six games. Bucks assistant Darvin Ham led the team with Doc Rivers attending a funeral.
It was just a total team effort, but our defense tonight was spectacular against a team like that. And I know they had people out of the lineup, but that's a championship team top to bottom. And, you know, you saw what they did to Phoenix, a really good basketball team last night, so we came in ready.
In the Horizon League last night, Green Bay Phoenix knocked off Purdue Fort Wayne 76-59. Phoenix improving to 15-12, 10-6 in league play, a far cry different from a year ago as Coach Doug Gottlieb took a look back.
Last year, February 13th, we lost our 21st consecutive game. It was NKU, and to add insult to injury, their bus hit my car. I'm not making this up. The next day, on Valentine's Day, a snowplow hit my car, and I got a ticket when the snowplow hit my car because I hadn't switched my license plates over from the temporary plates to the full-time plates. I kid you not.
Badger men's basketball team coming off an overtime win at Illinois, back home tonight to host Michigan State at the Kohl's Center. Brewers avoided salary arbitration with catcher William Contreras, agreeing to a one-year deal worth a reported $9.4 million yesterday. U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team will take on Italy in the quarterfinals of the Winter Olympic Games. The U.S. men, they knocked off Latvia 5-1 yesterday. They'll take on Denmark on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.